my drink?
Alexander, what's happening, big guy?
Pretty much the whole family is getting sick.
Oh, no! Well, sick of each other, or, cabin fever, or, hopefully not, COVID.
Maybe the, Omicron variant. We didn't get tested, so we don't know.
Omicron variant is not a whole lot worse than just a bad cold, from what I understand. So you guys should be okay, because you looked like you were moderately healthy. So, anyhow, just, hang in there, bud.
Much, pretty mild, so far. I haven't quite come down with it yet, but, you know, I am feeling, a little bit, off, and, you know, legs are sore, so, I think that's, like, aches is one of the symptoms, so I don't know. Hopefully I'll avoid it, but I have a feeling I won't.
You gotta share everything with your brother.
Well, recently, he actually got it first. Normally, he gets it from me, and I'm the first one to get sick, but, first my cousin got sick, then my brother got sick, and then my dad got sick, and then my mom got sick. And so right now it's only, my cousin just got better. She's able to go to school today. So, and me and my aunt are not feeling that well either. And, my uncle already had it.
Okay. Well, hopefully everybody will do okay with it. It won't put them down hard. So, hopefully it'll be light. And, So what else is going on? You about to figure that HF radio out?
Well, as soon as the weather turns for the better and the snow melts where I can, you know, start climbing around on the roof to run ground wires to try to ground it, you know, then I'll play around with that. If that doesn't work, then, I'll go from there.
Hey, ham radio is not a precise science. It is applicable to the situation where it is installed. Every ham radio is a little bit different. So take all the advice that you can gather in and learn from it and try to apply it, but not everything works the same, okay? Just remember that.
So what I'm also up to is waiting for some signs of a delivery truck, because I'm expecting a soldering kit that's supposed to come today, and I'm excited to get started on it.
There you go. So you know you have some known issues that need to be soldered?
Like a kit to practice soldering on, so, you know, it's supposed to be like a motion sensor alarm, so you can set how far the distance is that it'll sense, so, you know, it was pretty cheap, and for what it does, you know, it was a pretty good price.
Back when I was younger, they used to have these little science kits, and they had one that was based in electronics and electrical stuff that taught basic electrical circuits, that type of thing. And I started with that when I was about 10. And I believe there are some programs out there that can teach you electronics from the computer right now that are very, very good.
To refresh my memory, how to solder components on a circuit board, because I've done a little bit of soldering on a circuit board, an old circuit board, with a friend. You know, he is a technician, I think. He, you know, goes around churches installing speaker systems and sounds in houses sometimes, so he taught me and my brother a little bit of soldering, so, and I now have a soldering iron, so I'll see if I can get the kit to actually work.
Well, now I tell you what, I got tons of electronic boards, old electronic boards out there at my shop. Would you like a few that you could play with and practice on and not worry about tearing something up?
Well, I would love that, because I've been itching to try to solder something. So I first started out begging my mom for some old Christmas lights in the garage that, you know, I could try to take apart and start it back together, but she she didn't necessarily want to agree to that, so I ordered the board, and then after that project's done, I'd, you know, so that'd be another good project, and if those boards actually work, there's some directions out there on the web to make a shortwave, like, FM radio.
We need type-specific components to do that. I don't know if these components would be amenable to that function, but it would be something where you could absolutely practice your skills soldering, removing components, removing ICs, putting new ICs, or putting ICs back into a circuit board, okay? And I'd be happy for you to have them.
I was thinking, because I think it called for, like, a circuit board, so if I could, you know, strip all the components off and use what I can and then use the circuit board as my base, I don't know, that could be a possibility, or it could not work. But anyway, they're really good for practice, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go in my shop this afternoon and gather up a few boards, and I'll see what I can put together for you, bud, okay?
Probably have to wait maybe a week or two before we can meet up with you, because I say we're pretty much all sick now.
After each one of these would fit in a mailbox, I could slip by, stick them in your mailbox, and put a big smiley face on a note on them and say, have at it.
It would also work, and, you know, or if you're comfortable and I'm not sick, I could just come out and we could chat a little bit, you know, because I always like to, chat in person with some of the operators.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? At some point when you get back healthy again, you may have to come over and see my little electronics bay. I think it would be a situation that you would love to see it. Well, listen, I've got a pizza sitting here beside me, and I got to take it back into two other guys, and they're probably getting grumbly, so let me grab this thing and take it into them, and we're going to eat our lunch. I tell you what, are you on QRZ?
I am, but I don't know if you're looking for an email. I don't know if it's on there.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll catch you on here this afternoon. I know you're monitoring. I'll catch you on here this afternoon and get some details, and we'll figure out how to get an address and go from there. How's that sound?
I know that might work because, I kind of turn off and off my radio here and there. So, I don't really have much to do today, so I'm only looking forward for that process to come in, and then I can just take a handheld downstairs. And so, yeah, I'll try to monitor the rest of the day.
Scratch the monitor. I think I've got your dad's phone number. I'll just call him. All right, good enough. I'm running on in with some lunch, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4BWA. I'm clear, bud. Have a good afternoon.
Hey, Stephen, have a good rest of your day and a good lunch. And this is KO4QLP. I'll be clear but listening.